Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Hey, just look at that white stuff on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Like it was white sand in Pensacola, Florida.
All I need is a beautiful girl. Oh, yeah. Beautiful girls.
Somebody on the
this
text line
sucks.
Has just said that there's two guys in Chevy trucks that are towing people on 350 highway because everybody's getting stuck going up the hill. And apparently those guys are not taking tips, so shout out to them because that's
awesome.
Shout
out. My mom just posted, there is a two-bedroom, one-bath pothole in Topeka. All this moisture we've been having. I think that's so funny and true.
I love it. All right, let's talk about something other than weather and traffic. Yoga with F-bombs and beer breaks. How about that?
I'm in.
Would you go to that yoga, Scott?
Yes.
I guess.
Dirty word yoga?
It's rage yoga.
Can you hit people?
No, you can't hit anybody. But
namaste, I'm going to punch you in your face.
They're trying to, they say, according to the website, the class is all about stretching, positional exercises, and bad humor with the goal of attaining good health and to become zen as beep. I love it.
Okay.
It's not as good as goat yoga, where the goats jump all over you. I still want to do that.
It takes place at a brewery.
See, I can't mix my alcohol with my exercise. I'm not drinking at all right now anyway, but I can't really mix alcohol.
I thought you were done.
I am. When I work out, though, the last thing I want is alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
But swearing, that I can do.
New study finds that drinking two or more diet sodas a day can add to stroke or heart disease in women.
Two or more sodas?
A day. Diet sodas.
I'm below that now. I've been good.
I don't believe you for 1 minute.
The only time I ever have soda is when you bring me one. And I'm very happy when you bring me one. I get very excited when I walk in and there's one on my desk. Because I do not stop anymore for soda.
Did you hear about this jogger who was attacked by the mountain lion?
Yeah.
And won?
Yeah.
Were you not here?
Well, he was, but the jogger had not been identified.
Yes, Travis Kaufman is his name.
And now he did a little news conference. And we would have played it for you, but it's more interesting for us to just tell you what he said because he's really monotone about it. I would not be monotone.
Yeah, he was like, you know.
He's like, yeah, and then this is what I did, and then it stopped
wrestled it, and I stepped on its neck until it stopped fighting.
Until its jaw opened and its eyes popped out.
Then so I ran up the hill.
There's a photo of him, and we can put this on our social media stuff.
Stud.
Shortly after the attack, and his face is shredded. Like, he has a huge scar and gash on his face, on his hands.
Well, let's not make fun of those people.
I'm not making fun of him. I'm saying
he's got a way cooler story than you do about how he got his scar. Let's face it. You going through a windshield is not nearly as cool as I fought a mountain lion.
Why don't you go through a windshield and then come tell me how cool it was? Yeah, really? Yeah, good point. Let's face it. Like what? Face the windshield? As you plow through it?
I say, you were facing it. And
I was facing it.
And it was behind you because you went through it.
And I'm like, wait a minute, what am I doing on this side?
Why is the windshield behind me?
Why is half of my body sticking out of this car and the other half is in the car?
Okay, so tell people what he said happened. He heard rustling.
So he goes for a jog. Where was he? In Colorado or something?
Yeah, Fort Collins.
Uh-huh. He's jogging through the wilderness. He should have had a gun with him. This is why you jog with a gun.
Okay, but that whole area is all about the running and the biking.
Yeah,
and
the surviving
outdoorsy.
And the killing. So anyway, he's jogging through this trail in Fort Collins or near Fort Collins. He hears some rustling, and out of nowhere comes this mountain lion. So he does exactly what you're supposed to do according to people who know what to do. He throws his arms out to make himself look bigger. He goes, rah, rah, and tries to...
How'd he go again?
Rah, rah, and tried to scare the mountain lion. The mountain lion was not to be scared.
He was not impressed.
No.
And it's a not a baby, but like a teenager mountain lion. This wasn't even a huge one.
40 pounds.
40 pounds.
Yeah. So the mountain lion comes running at him, jumps at him, and goes straight for the face.
Well, yeah.
Like a car windshield goes straight for the face. Starts clawing at him. They get into a tussle. He somehow, and then in the news conference, he says he pivoted, moved, and then got the mountain lion down on the ground, held its back legs. He said he learned that from having a cat at home, that the power comes from the back legs. So he held the back legs down while he pressured his foot on the cat's neck.
So he didn't choke it with his bare hands. He stepped on it with his bare right.
No, with his...
Yeah, with his foot.
With his foot.
He had shoes on.
And he said it took about 2 minutes until the cat died.
Here's what's scary to me. 40 pounds. That's like half of what Tank weighs. But there's a lot of fury in that 40 pounds. If this
and
had been
claws.
An adult, he would not have survived this.
No, he would be dead.
He said before you started reading his comments, Scott, that his biggest fear, right when it started... He knew this was not a full-grown adult. He said, my biggest fear just for a split second was
that mom was somewhere.
Where's the mother?
Yeah.
And he said, thankfully, the mom didn't show up.
Hmm. He's a badass.
He came out, though, and he's like, I'm not Chuck Norris.
He did say,
did
I will
really
never live up. He said, I will never live up to this.
Well, I still think he's fantastic, and he did everything you're supposed to do, and that cat would have killed him if he hadn't played his cards right.
Yep.
So, you know, more power to him, you know? But this is, and I know this is going to sound stupid, this is why you carry a gun when you're out in the woods, because you don't know.
Well, you know, I don't think he probably expected, because he's probably gone running there 1,000 times and never thought, I need to protect myself from mountain lions.
We have mountain lions here.
Do you usually take your gun when
Can
you go running?
Really?
I don't go running in the woods, and quite frankly, I'm 47 years
Can
old.
Can I ask a really dumb
I
question?
I don't really run that much.
Yes.
Wouldn't you just run with Mace? He saw this thing coming, heard the rustling, turned around. This thing was 10 feet away and was stopped looking at him, mm-hmm. then charged. Wouldn't you run with pepper spray? That, to me, is a lot more practical. Post officials use... pepper spray for dogs and stuff.
Did you hear who they're making a documentary about? Rod's gonna love this.
Who? Won't you come? Won't you come?
Won't you come? That could be interesting.
You're gonna do a documentary on Soundgarden and Chris Cornell.
I am a huge Soundgarden fan.
I know you are. I know you're a big fan.
Post Soundgarden, not such a big Chris Cornell fan.
You're not
fan.
A big Audioslave fan?
Audioslave's good. His solo stuff I didn't like.
Okay. 16 Grammy nominations. He won 3. They're going to do a documentary. When did he die? Was it last year or the year prior?
I think it was 2 years ago.
I remember being in the car, and my daughter was on Twitter. And she said, have you ever heard of a guy named Chris Cornell? I said, well, yeah, of course. Of course I've heard of Chris Cornell. She said, well, he's dead.
I'm like, oh.
She's awesome at breaking bad news, yeah. Isn't she?
I'm like, what do you mean he's dead? She goes, he just committed suicide, apparently.
That was the part that was shocking to, I think, everybody.
Wasn't he good friends, though, with that Linkin Park guy who had just committed suicide prior or something?
They knew each other, yes. I think Chris Cornell was first in that. I don't remember, honestly.
I don't either.
But they were close together.
I would think you would be excited about that. I mean, this is music from your generation.
What, like my generation's different from your generation?
Well, yeah, you're from the 90s. I'm from
later,
the 80s.
3 years later,
right?
I mean.
Come on.
my friends are brown and red. You know, exciting news. The Nebraska Furniture Mart President's Holiday Event is here with incredible deals throughout the store. If you're looking to make some upgrades around your home, like me, then check out these great deals at the Mart. 11% instant rebate off the already low Mart price on qualifying furniture and flooring. You'll find red-hot deals on the Mart's huge selection of appliances and electronics. Shop with special 22-month finance store-wide on purchases $499 or more. See the store for details or nfm.com. Save time with some help from the Mart's knowledgeable sales professionals who can quickly help you find that perfect item for your home. And talk about convenience. Most items are available for immediate pickup or quick delivery. You can shop nfm.com anytime or order online with same-day drive-through pickup. Don't miss the President's Holiday Savings Celebration going on right now at Nebraska Furniture Mart.
I got my toes in the water, ass in the sand, not a worry in a world of cold beer in my hand. Life is good today.
Yeah, it was.
Life is good today. Well, a plane touched down just about 3 o'clock, and the city's still on my mind. Bikinis and palm trees danced in
telephone
my head.
Telephone number here, as always, is 576-7798.
I just came across the loveliest post. It almost made me cry. Almost. And I want to read it because everyone's complaining about the weather. Certainly I am. I can't stop complaining about the weather. I just despise it. And I want to read how even today in this awful weather, it can be a very, very positive thing for somebody. You just never know what someone's going through, right?
Okay.
So our friend Krista Dubell over at 41
right.
just posted this with a sweet photo of a young man. He probably looks 20, 25 tops in a drive-through window, okay? And she writes, "Oh my goodness, I am literally in tears. I just went through a drive-through to grab my boy's lunch, and I told this young man I was surprised they were open. He said, me too, and quickly popped back in the window with my money. The little window opened, and he handed me my drinks. I said, do you think he'll close? I doubt it, he said with a chuckle. And as the little window closed so he could go back in for my food, he added, I'm just thankful to have a job today.
Hmm, good for him.
I paused. The snow was quietly wisping in through my open window as I sat waiting for my food, pondering his response. That's kind of cool, I thought, perspective. But I couldn't help but wonder if there was more to his comment. So as he handed me my bag of food, I asked him some questions. His name is Alex. He had been an inpatient. I pressed, I realize now perhaps too boldly, and the mom in me asked, for drugs, I asked. Yeah, he said, and he looked directly at me. I'm clean now, but I couldn't get a job, you know, before because of that. Until this job, she writes, on this snowy day. He proudly told me he has been clean for 121 days now.
Good for him.
My heart is so full of hope for this young man. I asked him if I could share this on social media to share the story to maybe inspire others, and he said okay. She writes, Alex, if you happen upon this post, know I will always remember you and this day. I might even come back to the drive-thru to check on you. Is that weird? I know it may seem odd to say since I don't really know anything about you, but I believe in you, and I am excited for the future I believe you can build. One day at a time, 122, 123, she writes, your life awaits.
Good for him.
Isn't that beautiful?
That is very well written, very emotional. Good for him.
How many people would take the time to ask those questions, and would you feel invasive asking those questions?
Yes, I would feel invasive. I would probably ask them anyway. I always preface it with, you can tell me you don't have to answer, and it's really none of my business. But if you don't want to talk about it, then that's fine. But I would have been, I think Krista did a really good thing there. She asked the questions that everybody would have asked
or wanted to ask. And you know what? He probably wanted her to know. I have been sober 122 days.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Good for him. Yeah. Fantastic. Great story. Telephone number here, as always, is 576-7798. What? Why do you got that little... Oh, you're mad because you have to go to Metallica.
I'm not mad.
I'm so sorry.
I'm not mad. It's not my thing.
A sentence I've never heard in my life.
It's not my thing. Yeah. But I'm making the husband happy.
Found out today.
Mad because you have to go to Metallica?
Yeah. Found out today that Paul got her tickets to go see Metallica.
Wait, he got you tickets.
No, let's change that around.
Okay. You can go hang out with my wife. I will happily go to Metallica.
Uh-huh.
He is very excited.
He's never seen Metallica.
No, this is his bucket list.
We got our tickets today, too.
You got to go.
You should let me take him.
That's bucket list.
Yeah, why don't you let Rod go with Paul?
He wants to go on a date with me.
Since you're going to be a big baby about it.
I bet he'd rather go on a date with me.
What are you afraid of? That you're going to have a good time?
Just this date, you know.
Are you afraid you're going to have fun?
No, it'll be fine. Like I said, they're just not my band, but, you know, it'll be a good show,
sure,
I'm sure.
Sure.
Oh, you say that. Tomorrow she'll be in here going, dude.
We all make sacrifices.
Do you want to play Finish That Lyric?
No.
To Metallica?
Something angry.
something anger.
Oh, you're going to have a good time. I think it's in the round again.
Is he going to bang his head?
I'm sure he will.
If you go into the mosh pit and you don't take photos, you're dead to me.
Oh, I'm not going to the mosh pit. Are you kidding?
There's no mosh pit. Most Metallica fans are old.
Yeah. We're in our 40s now. We used to be in our teens when this song came out.
Now we tend to stay in our seats.
You get up at the end of the song and you go, good job.
Golf clap.
Sit back down.
We're all like Al Pacino sitting there. We're like, in my day, I'd have gone through this place with a flamethrower.
You have fun banging that sweet little head, Karen. Oh, yeah,
was it Mark 6?
Yeah.
And Sprint? Oh, hell yes.
My mom's coming out to babysit. She's just as excited for this concert.
Oh, you should take the kids.
No, she's so excited for this concert because that means she gets all to herself.
Hey, I don't know if you know this or not. Kids love Metallica.
Yeah, they do.
Almost as much as Kiss?
No, nowhere near as much as Kiss.
Let's get to the newsroom. Here's Kara Markser.
All right, city road crews are making some decent progress. We'll have more next.
Ooh, it's on a day like today. You want to find a car that has comfort and affordability for sure, but you definitely want a car with safety. I found one in the Subaru Forester. Drove to work today. Took a little longer than I expected, but that's fine. But I made it safely because the Subaru Forester, just like the Kia Sportage I was driving prior, is one of the most safe cars on the road. Both a Latham Kia and a Latham Subaru have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and that is a rating well-earned. And they are incredibly safe. Kia and Subaru are some of the safest around. In fact, according to Forbes, Subaru and Kia took all four categories in the small car competition. Right now at Olathe Subaru, you can buy or lease with $0 down payment. Online at olathesubaru.com and olathekia.com. See for yourself, and then we'll see you at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru.
4:31 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. Still a bunch of wrecks on the highways, but KMBZ's EJ Becker tells us he's seeing pavement on the city streets this afternoon.
It could be worse. I've not been on the highways, so I'll leave that to the traffic guys, but in Midtown, up some of the main arteries, Main Street, Southwest Trafficway, through the plaza right now, clearly they've done a very good, there's a plow going past me right now on the plaza, they've done a lot of work here since the heaviest of the snow stopped. You can see the pavement, there are some well-defined lanes in a couple of places, so given as much snow as we got, as quickly as we got it, crews are doing a really good job of keeping up, at least in Kansas City. On the streets in Kansas City, EJ Becker, News 98.1 KMBZ.
The first legal challenges have been filed. The American Civil Liberties Union says it will file a lawsuit challenging President Trump's emergency declaration to fund a wall on the U.S.-Mexican border. The announcement today comes hours after the president signed the declaration and said he expected legal challenges. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Winter weather advisory remains in effect through midnight, but it looks like things are improving, so it may be lifted prematurely, which would be good news. And also good news, looking at the visibilities on our Scout camera network and looking at other sources we have here in the First Alert Weather Center, I can actually see across the highway. But still, some snow will be falling, not quite with the vengeance we had earlier. We'll be down to 8 above zero by tomorrow morning, afternoon high of 29 degrees, a chance of a light wintry mix by Saturday night. We'll go for a morning temperature of 22, Sunday afternoon, partly cloudy, high temperature of 31. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
It's 14 right now at KCI, 16 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Marks, our News 98.1 KMBZ.
I can't hear the song without thinking about Wedding Crashers.
You know, Brian Busby says he's in the First Alert Weather Center. I was just checking our very own AccuView weather window.
And it appears see out there?
It appears that things have cleared up and settled down.
Well, thank you, meteorologist, for that.
I, too, can actually see across the street now.
Oh!
Don't need all that fancy
equipment.
I can
see. I don't want to be out there.
The AccuView weather window right here. Problem is, here in another hour or so, it's gonna go into what we call nighttime mode.
Oh, nighttime mode.
Yeah, it makes it difficult to see.
Ooh. Okay. Story here from WIBW in Topeka. Payless Shoe Source.
I know. I was like, really?
Payless Shoe Source plans to close all of its stores as part of a new bankruptcy filing later this month. Sources telling Reuters on Thursday the Topeka-based company plans its second bankruptcy in 2 years, even as it continues trying to find a buyer. On Friday morning, this morning, Payless telling Channel 13, Melissa Brunner is still there.
Brunner,
whatever her name
yes.
is.
Yes.
She's still at Channel 13.
She is the queen of WIBW. She is still there.
That their stores and website are, quote, doing business as usual. However, the company added it could not provide any information about possible store closure.
Is this... There seems to be, you know, like Sears is gone.
Yes.
Pontiac is gone.
We have to talk about Payless.
My Payless, first car was a Pontiac.
But is Payless like with Pontiac? I knew so many guys that went, man, I can't believe Pontiac's going out of business. Like, when's the last time you bought a Pontiac, dude?
That's the thing.
Everybody's like, oh, I can't believe Payless. When's the last time you bought something?
I was just
going
to say, I can't believe they're closing. I haven't been there in 25 years.
I'm still upset, and I still... I'm baffled by the lack of media of attention that every Little Caesars in town left, like overnight.
They're just done.
There's no more Little Caesars in the Kansas City area.
On
period.
Johnson Drive,
just,
no?
There isn't.
They're gone. Little Caesars is gone.
I used to work at Little Caesars in Leavenworth.
I did too. In Topeka.
I could cut a mean pizza. Tell you right now.
Can you cut
Here's
a nice
the thing
one?
With Payless. For most people listening our age, there's a nostalgia, which is the problem they have. There's a nostalgia with that store. I clearly remember my father taking me into a Payless. I was 4 or 5 years old. And he laid out like 3 little tiny pairs of shoes in front of me. And he said, you can pick. I have this vivid memory of his fingers on the toes of those shoes. Do you want these or do you want these? Mm-hmm. And back in 1978, those shoes were probably what? $7?
Yeah.
And I was so excited that I got to go into that store and pick out a little pair of shoes.
Hmm.
But who do you know that's an adult that still goes to Payless?
I haven't gone to Payless.
If you have a very active
Somebody on the text line said that kids' shoes, that's the cheapest
kids
place and
shoes.
Quickest place for kids' shoes.
Except, here's the except. If you have an active son... Those shoes lasted on my boy's feet 4 weeks, 8 weeks, something like that. So, yes, they're cheaper, but they also didn't last as long.
So what's the problem? I mean, businesses...
It's not hip.
But that part is probably
those
true.
Kids want Adidas, and they want Nike.
Yeah, and then you can get that at Dick's Sporting Goods or Academy.
And the prices are mind-blowing for
yes.
a pair of boys. We just did this, Nike shoes.
Don't think they're not mind-blowing for girl shoes, too, by the way.
But my girls didn't have to have, like, go get me a, you know, ridiculous pair
really?
Of Nikes.
When no. B played soccer, you didn't have to worry about that?
We always got our soccer cleats at Target. Sorry.
No wonder she's not playing in
high right?
school. Here's the problem, and you could point to any number of, quote, nostalgic stores that are going out of business.
Maurice's.
Sears.
Yeah.
I mean, growing up, I can remember, hell, when my dad retired from the Army, he went to work for Sears with Mike Brenninger's future wife. They both worked there together in Leavenworth. Sears is gone. I mean, it's hanging by a thread. There is some, and it's in the Wall Street Journal like every other day, there is some multi-billionaire who, for whatever reason,
is hanging on to Sears.
Is trying to keep Sears alive. I don't understand it. I don't get it. Whatever. But there were plenty of... here's one. You ready? Seventh Heaven. Streetside Records.
Seventh Heaven still exists.
I know.
But it's like one.
The problem Sears has is it sold too much
stuff.
Yeah,
all the record stores are gone.
It tried to be everything.
Streetside
but
Records.
But it was. That's just it. The Woolworths. The Wards. Sears.
Oh, Montgomery Wards.
All those places were everything because they needed
Kmart.
But they're all gone. The Gumbels and all, all those stores are gone.
It's not online shopping that has done those stores in. Those stores did not adapt.
They didn't adapt.
And
that's
change
right.
to
that's
keep
right.
up.
But now
with the times.
Amazon is our Sears.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, if you go
Amazon is our Streetside's record.
And it's everything. But if you go to like the Jesse James home and to, to go see where Jesse James from, their home was bought from Sears. It was a Sears catalog home. I have a buddy who has a Sears catalog.
You could buy it like a cabin.
Yeah, you could buy it. It was a put together. I have a buddy that has an old Sears catalog boat. There's the old Sears silver tone guitars that everybody loves.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Sears sold literally houses and boats and everything. And the Sears catalog, when you're a kid, you flipped it over and you start in the back because that's where all the toys are.
Okay, so wait. Sears didn't adapt. Too big, sold too much stuff. It needed to pare it down, focus on one thing and
didn't,
go.
Didn't work do it. The online.
Then why did Payless not work? They sold shoes. Up at the counter, handbags and hosiery that no one ever bought.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And they did it for years cheaply. Why is Payless going out of business?
Why did Kmart fail when Walmart took over? For whatever reason, and I don't know if it's reputation, I don't know if it's image, I don't know, Dana, but Kmart, when we were kids, was the store. That was the box store where you went and got your Star Wars action figures and your comic books and everything. And somewhere in the mid-80s to late 80s, Walmart came out of nowhere and said, thanks, Kmart, we'll take it from here. And then Target sort of kind of emerged. Kmart is done. You can find maybe one or two in the Kansas City area now.
Hanging on by a thread.
Do you know the only Kmart store in the United States that makes a profit? Would you care to guess where it is? The only Kmart store in, and I need to rephrase this, on American territory that makes a profit. They had a big story about it in the Wall Street Journal.
I was going to say.
I'm assuming Puerto Rico?
Yeah, it's going to be somewhere. It's going to be somewhere like Hawaii or Alaska.
Where? Guam.
Guam. Oh.
There is a Kmart in Guam.
They love Kathy Ireland.
My first guess was Heel Lick, Kentucky.
No, there is a Kmart in Guam, according to this story I read in the Wall Street Journal last year. And the only reason it stays above board is because Guam is in the Southwest Pacific, okay? Tourists from South Korea and Japan go to Guam because they want to see what American life is like without having to travel all the way over the ocean.
Right.
And they go into Kmart and they buy a bunch of American crap, which was really made in China.
We don't purchase.
None of it's made here.
No. But that is the only Kmart.
You have not answered my question.
What?
Why Payless? They sold shoes
because
cheaply.
Because they became unhip.
There's no overhead.
Kmart.
They don't have some huge box building. It's always a tiny building in a strip mall. That's not expensive.
I don't know why, but Kmart, when we were kids, overnight became the store everybody went to, and then suddenly it was the welfare store.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, y'all go to Kmart.
In Topeka, Alco was one notch below Kmart, and I know because we shopped there.
Somebody was talking about on the text line, people were mentioning Venture. Remember that store?
Yeah, the Venture store.
What was weird about that, I remember going there.
Venture.
But you didn't pick anything up off the shelf. You looked at it, and then you like wrote it down on a piece of paper, and then they had to go in the back and actually get it. It was weird. It was like a catalog store.
You think Payless failed because it was not hip?
Yes. Because I think kids want everything is about fashion, and it was back then too. I'm not saying that it wasn't, but Payless became where the poor people, and I'm not denigrating. I'm not. I'm just telling you what I think the reputation became. Payless became where the poor people went to go get their shoes.
And there's not a market for that still?
Well, I think there probably is, but even the poorest kid wants to get his shoes at Dick's.
Yeah.
Or Academy Sports, no matter what. Rod, you're not the richest cat on the planet. You and Tabitha survive. You get by. You do okay. Where do you get shoes for Roman?
Usually like Walmart.
Okay. Why not Payless?
Why not Payless?
I don't know, because we go to Walmart.
Yeah.
And they have it there.
Mm-hmm. Walmart.
And it's usually while you're buying eggs.
You just had a great point.
Oh, crap.
Walmart, you're already there buying something else. Yeah. And you just wander over and get shoes.
Oh, crap. I need
Payless, you would have to make a trip.
That's right.
To go to a specific store.
That's right.
Ours was on Topeka Boulevard in North
Topeka.
A lot
of people on text line are saying Payless never had name brands. They had Power Wings or whatever. You know what I mean?
I wore Power Wings. Velcro Power Wings.
Think about Maurice's. Maurice's, when we were kids,
was where the rich people shopped.
Yes.
Pro Wings. It's not Power Wings.
But
Pro
Wings.
Wings.
Yeah. Pro Wings.
Pro Wings. That's right.
Okay. I wore those shoes.
But Maurice's is failing because it specializes in just one thing.
Clothing.
Yeah. Where I can go over to, I mean.
That's what happened to Spatula City.
Yeah.
They sold spatulas and that's all.
Yep.
And then they're not there anymore.
If you're going to be a specific kind of a store, you have to make sure that a handful of other stores like Walmart and Target in particular don't sell it. There's a outdoor grill and fire or something or other. I see their commercials on Channel 9 all the time. Outdoor grill and barbecue or whatever. They survive because they found a niche.
And that's all they do?
They sell grills and fireplaces.
That's it.
Oh, there's one. Radio Shack.
Oh, yeah.
Bye-bye.
Everybody went to Radio Shack.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was the place to go for mm-hmm. cables and crap. And Best Buy and Circuit City did
you
them
get them
in.
Anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Circuit City's gone now.
But to get a good outdoor grill, you can go to Home Depot. You can go to Lowe's. You can go to Westlake Ace Hardware. But that's almost a destination kind of shop in and of
right.
itself. It's not like you're in Walmart getting shoes for the little kid, and you're like, oh, honey, we need a grill. They don't sell them there. And if they do, they're crap. So if you want a good grill, you're going to go to Outback, whatever the place is called here in Overland Park. I don't remember the name. Or you're going to go to Lowe's or Westlake Ace Hardware. But if you're at Westlake Ace Hardware, you're already there for a specific thing
something.
Anyway.
Right.
You know, if you need shoes, well, we're at Walmart Superstore. We're getting dinner for tonight. And we're going to get a t-shirt for Roman because he's got a choir concert tomorrow. He has to wear all black or all tan
right.
or all white. While we're here, we might as well get some shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. They're a game changer here in Kansas City, and I'm talking about Diamonds Direct. So imagine this. You buy a car today. You drive it for a year or two, and then you want to trade it in. And you want to get 100% of what you bought the car for originally for your trade-in. That's not going to happen. But that is what happens at Diamonds Direct. So say you go into Diamonds Direct, you buy a $5,000 diamond, and a year or two from now, your wife or your girlfriend or your fiance wants to upgrade it to a $6,000 diamond. That $5,000 diamond you originally bought is now worth $5,500 on the trade-in. They give you 110% of the original purchase price toward the new diamond. Nobody else in town is willing to do this. Diamonds Direct is. It is real value, uncompromising quality, integrity, and transparency. And that's what Diamonds Direct is all about. You can check them out. Diamonds Direct. Say hi to Olga and her team. 119th and Row in Leawood. That's Diamonds Direct. 119th and Row.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around, I get around.
I just looked to see if it still exists, and it does, but it's under a different name. Rod, being from Texas, you'll remember Mr. Gaddy's Pizza. It is now known as Gaddy's Pizza. They took the Mr. off, kind of like Mr. Goodson's.
Someone else just wrote in Dolgens, or Dolgens. Do you remember that, Rod? Because that sounds really familiar to me.
It doesn't ring a bell at all.
I think we had one in Topeka.
What kind of store was that?
I don't know. If I remembered, it was for poor people because we were poor when I was little.
Aww.
Well, until I was like 12, then we weren't poor. But until I was 12, I was poor. Which, speaking of being poor.
It's fun. You should try it. So, real quick, before you speak of being poor, which a subject you probably know nothing about, the Little Caesars debate is raging on the text line.
Yes.
I said all Little Caesars disappeared overnight, which is a fact. And most people are saying, oh, well, there's one here, there's one here. I beg you to go by and check because it's changed now. The website now shows one on 24 Highway and Independence is the only one in the Kansas City area. For the longest time, when you went to Little Caesars, and I know this because we had one down the street, one
pizza,
day it was
pizza.
Just gone. And when I went to the website to find, you know, location finder, it just said no.
Huh.
It literally said no.
The best breadsticks.
Oh. Yes, the crazy bread's the best. Yes. So there is one now on 24 Highway. But other than that, all the people in Olathe say, and there's one in Olathe, I drive by it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Check, see if it's open.
I'll never forget working at Little Caesars in Leavenworth. I was probably 17 years old, and a guy called in, and he wanted a pizza to go, a little small, little personal pizza, whatever. I don't know. And I said, yes, sir, can I get your last name? He said, Moore.
Okay.
I said, okay, Mr. Moore, your pizza will be ready in 5-10 minutes.
Roger.
No. So here I am. I'm 17 years old. I'm basically the only guy at the Little Caesars that night. There might have been somebody else there. In walks Larry Moore from Channel 9.
Oh.
Larry Moore from Channel 9 walked in the door.
You're like, I was hoping it would be Roger.
And of course, you know, I recognize him from television.
Yes.
And I want to get into journalism. So I'm like, I'm hyperventilating basically inside myself. And I said, can I have your name, sir? And he goes, yes, my name is Moore, Larry Moore. I'm here to pick up a pizza. I go to get him his pizza. I hand it to him over the counter. We take care of the money, whatever. And I said, Mr. Moore.
Oh, you did not.
Yes, I did. I'd never met anybody on TV before, and he was a big deal. And I said, Mr. Moore.
And he went, oh, God.
Yeah. And he later told me, years later, we talked about this, and he did remember it. How could he forget? Because I'll tell you why in a second. He was up at Fort Leavenworth doing one of those
Dream Factory
things for some kid. And I go, Mr. Moore, if I may, I love your work on Channel 5.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yeah.
Did he hand you a tissue to wipe your nose off?
No, he said, that's Wendell. I work at Channel 9.
Oh, God. Wendell Anschutz. Hashtag not Larry Moore. That's awesome.
Oh,
you really love his work, didn't you?
And I went
Your pizza.
And here's your pizza, Larry. Wendell.
Whatever the hell your name is.
Get out of my Caesars. We're going to do Festivus Friday here in just a moment, and we will be giving away at least 2 Sherry's Berries gift codes for $50 a piece. So get in, get your grievance on the air, 576-7798, to the newsroom in Caremark, sir.
Happening now on KMBZ, the latest blast of winter weather really messing with traffic today. We'll have more next.
You know, we start talking about the forecast this coming weekend. If you have ever even thought about getting a generator for your home, do it now. Winter is not over here in Kansas City. Not done with us yet. Call my guys at CM Moses & Son and get on the schedule now. Have them come out and they will measure. They will look at your home and figure out this is the type. This is the size of generator that you need to keep all of your power on in the event of a power outage. Not just your refrigerator, not just your heating, cooling. It will power up all of your home for days, sometimes if need be, when you have a top-of-the-line Generac home standby generator. It's what they do. They've been doing it for 65 years in Kansas City. They will sell, service, supply your generator, as well as all of your heating, cooling, and electric needs. 816-781-4707, 816-781-4707, or cmmoesandson.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.